Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But it's too late.
Your levels are too high. Take yourself down.
I'm fine. You're turned up so loud. I'm fine.
You're so loud this morning.
I'm not loud. It's just that, y'all, we're doing a show at fucking 8 a.m. because it's so goddamn hot here.
Los Angeles is so hot, you guys.
We have to get it done early.
I ran out of... Actually, my power went off last night.
I laughed for about 30 seconds, and then I was scared.
And when it happened, I just kind of sat in my apartment and looked around and said... This can't happen.
Poodle is like a gremlin after midnight when he gets hot. He becomes a whole different person, and it's not
good.
No,
it's the worst of me.
And actually, I don't even laugh at it. I feel bad for you because you're actually in pain.
I'm not in pain. I'm just so uncomfortable. I sweat so easily, too, that...
He can't focus.
No, it's bad.
It's really bad, y'all. So...
I was not made... to be in heat or cold.
I really believe, you know, because y'all, I believe in past lives. Come at me if you believe in past lives. And I am pretty sure you were either royalty or a stable boy that the king fucked. One of the two.
That would have been fun.
I've been found guilty.
He's guilty, y'all. Love after lockup.
Of love in the first degree, but I don't mind.
Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me, a judge and the jury, when they heard my plea, you know they sent me up the river.
Straight up that brick wall, gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit. Probably I wouldn't have had a lot of rights. Actually, it's probably not really fun. My life would have been pretty much a dark hallway,
I think so. Unless you were the king.
I also think I was definitely a sex worker. Probably in France.
Lovely lady, see him in the park.
Hello, governor. Careful, I'll dose the old in out.
Don't touch my hair, leave me alone.
We just had like 30 views.
I must work for my daughter a lot at home.
30 of you just drove out the road and went, lady!
Lovely ladies, get about a bunch.
I remember thinking, wow, that is such good acting. When I saw that in high school, I was like mesmerized.
Well, it's you know why? Because you think at that age, you think good acting is anything where people are chewing the scenery.
Yeah,
it's too much.
It's too much.
Yeah,
it's too much.
Good acting, you guys.
We just read someone who did that in college, and they were like,
"Good acting, you guys, is when you don't know someone is acting. That's good acting.
Yeah, that's good acting.
When it doesn't feel like a performance."
That said, if Poodle and I get someone somewhat famous and someone says to Poodle, Do you want to be whore number one in Les Mis? He's going to say,
oh,
yes.
Oh, in a second.
In a second.
I will use any bit of fame I can to be like, I'll be in Chicago. I will
You'd be better than half. You'd be great, Roxy.
I was going to say the Billy Flynn role, but sure.
You know, you would be good Little Miss Sunshine.
I would be a great Little Miss Sunshine.
You would.
That's usually the role. That's usually a seasoned Broadway person, however. But the roles that people go into in Chicago are like Billy Flynn, Roxy.
Y'all, if you've only seen the movie, Christine Baranski plays Mary Sunshine in the movie. But in the stage show,
it's usually
it's a man in drag.
It's
a man singing falsetto. And you don't know that it's a woman or a man until the end of the show.
But it's obvious.
Yes.
Usually.
Usually.
Usually. Yeah.
Usually. Anyway, this is Lalu.
Where are we?
This is Lalu.
This is Lalu. Lalu.
Lalu.
Lalu.
Season 3, episode 6.
I love
six.
How that word fits in my mouth.
I like it too.
Lalu.
We need to make some.
I don't ever need to say that again.
We should make some Lalu merch. I realize we don't have any.
I have the merch with us in those white and black. I don't know. But I don't want my face, my real face, on someone's t-shirt.
Y'all come at it.
Animated faces
want,
are okay.
I'm fine, but Poodle doesn't want his real face on your tit.
I don't know.
Skeezes him out.
That'll probably change as soon as I learn I'm making money from it.
Yeah, because right now, literally, y'all, again, we just sell merch just to
and
for y'all to have
build
fun.
Community.
We kind of thing. It said, you made $42 this month on merch.
I saw that. I'm like, what are we doing this for? What is this even for? And, like, we get an email, y'all, from our merch. People say, you sold something.
Every time. You made a dollar.
Yeah.
And that sounds like.
Thanks, merch.
We're shading our merch people. They're great. They're wonderful. And we love them.
No, they're wonderful. It's just.
People that make money from merch have to spend so much time on it. We don't have the time.
The only way
we're making content.
You know what? No one gives a shit about how much money we make on merch. But I will say about merch, when we do live shows, that'll be very different because you will only get. Certain types of merch.
We're
going to
make special merch for live shows, which one day.
2022. Who knows? When I can leave my apartment again.
Whenever the musical episode will be finished.
Exactly. No, that's going to be even later.
That got pushed back now because of Corona?
Yeah.
That's understandable.
Musician demands.
Yes.
We're dealing with our contracts.
That's true. Y'all, we are going full steam ahead, though, with our live show that we're our virtual live show.
A virtual show.
So that's coming up in October. So more news coming about that. This is a special week of 90 Day Gays.
It's our anniversary week.
Anniversary. So if you're listening to this on the Patreon, that's great. But you could be listening to this on the Raider podcast because all of our Patreon content is free this week in celebration.
So, y'all,
of
this
us
is
being
everybody.
Here for Everybody,
yeah,
rock your body,
yeah,
rock your gaiety,
rock your body right,
rock your body right.
Gays are back, all right.
We never left.
We never left. You know, that video was one of my sexual awakening
Mine
videos.
Mine too. AJ and that, The Dr. Jekyll?
Yes, and Kevin in that kind of werewolf.
Oh, no, that was Brian and the werewolf.
Brian and the werewolf. Kevin
Brian
was
the
like old. He was.
I don't know what he was.
He was hot. That's what he was.
The
Kevin
only
was
one
my
who
favorite.
Wasn't hot was the mummy. It was Nick, which is shocking.
He's actually now the hottest one.
Yeah.
He aged the best, y'all.
Y'all, this is a truism. Ain't nothing but a hot mummy wrapped up. Ain't no
Ain't
thing.
That's true.
It doesn't exist. You can't be a hot mummy. Now, you can be a hot mummy when you don't do the rapping.
Yes.
Like Billy Zane in that movie. What was where Billy Zane was a
mummy?
Okay. What was that movie where Billy Zane was the mummy?
Yeah,
the mummy.
Just so y'all remember, this is Maddie. That's Jake. We did not switch roles.
I don't remember a lot of action movies or big scary.
I love the mummy movie when the first one came out.
The Brendan Fraser.
Remember how
what
hot.
What happened to him?
I know. Remember how hot
Jesus.
Billy Zane was?
Yes. Titanic Billy Zane.
Ugh.
I'm like, take me on the lifeboat. I'll go with you.
He did not age well.
No, he didn't.
Mm-mm.
Fuck that girl. Take me.
Take me.
It's all for one. One for us.
Us. So, but we're going to jump in, but I just want to remind. So, all the Patreon is free. Y'all, we're going to say this because some of you thirsty dick pigs are already coming at us. They're like, we're not unlocking all of our Patreon.
Like, when do I get all the Patreon so I can just buzz through it like a chipmunk?
When you pay for it.
Yeah.
That's when you get. Yeah. Only because, I'll be honest, y'all, for us to do that, we have to go and, like, unclick every episode.
That's the worst thing, y'all.
And then click it back again. No.
No, it took me to do, when we changed the $8 tier, it took me, like, 6 hours.
Just to do
go
a little
through,
bit.
Yes.
So to do everyone.
That's why I have tendonitis in my fucking right arm now.
He does. So
I'm going to be nicer.
All the.
No, I'm just like, really? I'm so crabby. I'm going to be nicer.
It's hot.
It's hot.
So anyway, y'all, all the Patreon content that comes out this week, the week of August 16th through the 22nd, is free.
That'll be our, this Lalu that mm-hmm. goes up, and that'll be our classic 90-day episode that drops on Thursday.
The other way, which is the episode where Jenny just found out that Sunit was married.
That, spoiler alert.
And they just took him away. So it's a good episode.
She's acting like a chicken.
Man, every day I get away.
They took
and his mom, and his mom look at me with it, and look at me. It's Rich, and he loved me. He said he loved me. And I went, in front of everybody. And now he wants me to kill. I didn't know.
Full chicken. She it is very sad. Oh, wow. That's the first Chicken Jenny chandelier scream.
Chicken Jenny chandelier scream.
That almost overwhelmed me.
It was a lot.
It was too much to do.
I think my dick went inside my stomach because it was scared.
It should have by now.
What's happening?
Please don't ever voice your penis again. Please. Gross. So, but you're also going to get our watch along.
Yep.
Which is where you get to watch us watch the episode. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's kind of fun. We had a really good time.
It's pillow biter talk. That's what
pillow
we call it.
Pillow biter talk.
It's our pillow biter talk.
I can't get the hair off this mic condom. It's really bothering me.
Also, y'all, just one more thing. We changed a little bit of the art on the Patreon, so that way it has a pink background. It says Gaytreon real big on it. We're going to stress this again, because we kept thinking there was problems with our Patreon, and we realized y'all are just bad at tech. And that's fine, because we're bad at tech.
Boy,
too.
That's the fucking truth.
We're not good at it either.
Yeah.
So we just want to, if you join the Patreon, the way it works, it's not like other people's. You have two separate feeds. So you're going to have, like, if you listen on Apple Podcasts, you're going to have a little box that's blue that says 90 Day Gaze, and that's our regular podcast. And then you're going to have a little
pink box.
Well, it's like a purple pink box. That says Gaytreon in big red letters, and that's, you're just going to have two separate feeds. We've talked to Acast. Because of what we're doing, like a beta program with Acast and Patreon, they're still working on that. We can't combine them right now. So, because of their tech stuff, so that's beyond our scope. That's just the way it is.
It just have two different things, y'all.
It's fine.
Help us help you.
It's like testicles.
But in this way, you get both of them for free. You don't have to pay for one.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think it's a small price to pay.
Small price. Let's
Any
jump
more
in.
Announcements?
I don't think so.
Don't
we
know.
Were on 11. Someone's already yelling.
Get to Destiny. People are already saying they talk so much,
and then other people say they don't talk enough.
Well,
so you know
is,
what are we going to do?
I think maybe this is ridiculous, but I kind of think this is the show. Yeah, we're talking about Lalu, but like, don't come here if you want a play by play of Love After Lockup. Come for the dick jokes and inappropriate talk about 80s music.
That's true.
Something else we talk
it's
about.
True. Oh, we do have one more announcement, I guess. We don't fully know the scope of this. We didn't know this. Apparently, some of the people in our Facebook group have sent a certain sissy anniversary gifts for us, which is very kind.
Yes.
Very sweet. So what we're going to do on Saturday.
Saturday. There will not be a watch and chat.
There will not be a watch and chat.
Because we're doing a live unboxing.
We're going to do a Facebook Live unboxing.
Facebook Live unboxing of our anniversary gifts.
So
and thank you guys for sending them.
If you want to see that, just join the Sissy Squad.
That's our Facebook group.
And that's our Facebook group. And yeah, there you go. I think we're done now.
Okay. Let's move on.
But I know you are waiting for Destiny, but
we're going to save her for last.
We're gonna save that
because
for last.
Holy fuckballs.
Holy fuckballs.
Let's move on to Maurice, or I prefer Morris.
Morris.
the British way of saying
Morris.
It. Morris.
And Jessica.
Morris and Jessica.
He is like, he does to me what Andre.
Andre.
I cannot look at Maurice
very
and
hot.
Not want to touch myself.
He's very tall.
He's tall.
And
he's
lithe.
Lanky, and yeah. He has this perfect nose that's so cute.
Yeah.
And y'all.
Go jerk off. Okay. I can't really handle it.
It's sufficient.
It is. It's sufficient.
It's nice. It's actually big.
It's a nice dick.
I just told Poodle, I would subscribe to that OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm. I would too.
I would do.
I don't know. I'd get it. Like, I'd have someone pay for me.
No, you would do. Y'all, this just happened. If you haven't seen the watch along, the free one that's dropping this week, we went to watch 90 Day Fiancé because Poodle records it on his computer and throws
this
it to his TV.
This did happen.
So I'm sitting there waiting for 90 Day Fiancé to start so we can record. And then all of a sudden, there's just gay porn on the TV because he pressed the wrong button.
You did not.
And it was freaky
deaky
shit.
You did. It was just two supposedly straight boys talking to one another.
They were doing something with a PlayStation controller. I don't know what was happening, but I was shocked.
He was mortified.
I was mortified.
I was scandalized.
So anyway, that's the way, though, I feel about Maurice. I feel scandalized whenever he's on screen. Ooh.
I think he's very attractive.
He is.
So, speaking of attractive, we had a sissy come at us, and I laughed till I cried, because it's so true. Sissy Carmen, I won't say her last name. But the Carmen Blank, she's in the Sissy Squad.
Are we recording? She's just checking. Didn't know.
She said, she's like, come at me, but if Jessica and Jeff Daniels aren't related.
Oh.
Y'all.
That changes everything.
Look at them together. They're related.
They're related.
She looks like fucking Jeff Daniels.
She's even a Jay. Jeff, he had a daughter named Jessica.
That makes no fucking correlation.
Well, I don't know. People name. They look so much alike.
It's
I didn't
weird.
See that.
She's Jeff Daniels. She's Jeff Daniels. She's Jeff Daniels in a wig.
Wow.
It's something. So.
Wow.
Let's just. Since I just had to get that out
it's
because
fine.
It completely shattered my world.
No, I get that. I get that. Well, he's on his way to see his daughter.
Who's Michaela, who's now nine. I think she was like six or something when he went in.
Younger, maybe. He says that she is his kryptonite. And then he says something really sad, but at least he acknowledges.
Which is a weird thing to say.
Well, I think he's wanting to say
But the fact that she giving off radiation might kill him.
Because, Superman dies from kryptonite.
Whenever people say that, I get it, that it's that also says that they're very strong.
Like
it's,
you would say.
It shows their concept of themselves.
Yes, like
it's
you
weird.
Would say, she's my hot dog, or I would say, she's my Sonic. It
yes.
gives us life.
Yes, she's my hot dog.
Yeah, she's
I
my
agree.
Hot dog. She's my Big Mac.
She's my hot, oh God, what I'd do for a Big Mac right
what
now.
I'd do for Big, I mean.
Don't mention Big Macs.
You would fuck Larry for a month for a Big Mac.
Y'all, we talked about that. Larry from before the 90 with Larry and Jenny, Philip Kilford. I would probably have sex with him because I get free McDonald's.
Yeah.
In a second. People would think about, you want to think about that choice? Nope. Free McDonald's. He's not that bad looking.
He's not.
If I had to fuck his cousin, the thumb,
that would be bad.
I would probably need to think about
Larry's
that.
Larry's got a nice dick.
I know.
Tell. So anyway,
he'd be a gentle lover.
I think so too. Oh, you like this cheek? You like
oh,
this
no!
cheek?
Oh, this is nice.
Oh, it's nice.
Oh, it's very nice.
So okay. So Maurice said, "I chose the streets before I chose my family." which was like, damn, that's some deep. So they're on the way. His daughter comes out. He hugs her. Oh, go ahead.
Say before, Jessica prefaces this by saying, we're going to see his daughter. I can't wait. I talk to her all the time.
Oh,
just
she
remember
did,
that,
just remember
you guys.
She said that. Remember that she said that.
Yeah, we talk on the phone all the day. You know, and I really talk to the baby mama. He doesn't call her by her name.
And as this is, as Mary from Smother said, this is important.
Important.
To remember. Michaela comes out, the daughter. She comes out. They hug. It's sweet. Daddy's here. I mean, Maurice was
even
grumbled.
It's a nice reunion.
It is a very nice. We need, is it Kaniqua?
I think it's Kaniqua. Oh. It's the baby mama.
Okay. Sometimes my thing autocorrects. So Kaniqua, she's pretty. She's a pretty woman. And
she was his high school girlfriend.
High school girlfriend.
And he's never really had another relationship.
And she gave it to him. She said, you fuck up again, I'm out.
Yeah.
And he fucked up again and she said, I'm out.
I'm taking
my
baby.
She loves his ass.
Yep.
Good for her. And she's like, well, Maurice has never dated a white girl before, so this is new.
And
so she doesn't know how it's going to work out.
From what we saw, the Michaela barely said a word to Jessica, who was like her BFF on the phone.
Jessica promptly sits in the corner,
crosses her legs,
and pulls out her phone.
She's on her phone the whole time. Now, he could have said, Jessica, this is my family. I don't believe he did that either.
Although, I don't think so.
She could have made more of an effort to ask how everybody is. But you guys, she's even scared being in Compton. You can tell she's total fish out of water.
So is it? I don't know. Maybe she's scared for him. I don't know if it's. I'm genuinely asking this: is she scared, or is it also is she just horribly introverted? Because I'm also wondering, like, the way she met him was online. Like, is she one
of
the
possible?
You know, there's some people that you talk to them online and they seem so just gregarious and outgoing.
Oh, yes, I've been on dates with people like that.
And then you meet them in person and they're just like mousy and quiet and they're not able to have that same type of personality translate.
That's insightful. I'm not sure if that's the case.
Because she kind of energetically, her body language, she kind of shut down.
Yeah.
Like, and I know he didn't maybe introduce you. He's been in fucking prison for 7 years and just saw his daughter for the first time.
Just let that go.
Why don't we give him some grace?
I agree.
And why don't, like, this, you know what this was, y'all? This was not Southern. Because if it was me or Poodle, we would say, oh, hey, I'm Jake. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys.
We would make ourselves known. Or maybe it's not even Southern. Is it a raisin thing? I feel like your parents teach you when you walk in the room to shake someone's hand.
I feel like she is so uncomfortable being in a whole room of black people.
You think maybe
that I'm not saying she's racist. I'm saying that doesn't happen where she grew up in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
She seems like she grew up very suburban, like father knows best kind of a way. That's what it kind of felt like. So she's just way out of her comfort zone.
She's way out of her comfort zone, and she literally looks uncomfortable even in her body.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like
her body language is like she's pulling away. She's like her legs crossed all the way over.
Yeah, and she keeps pulling at her shirt.
Like that's because it's not big enough.
But also, y'all, I pull out my clothes whenever I'm either too fat or uncomfortable. I'm always just like,
a combination of the both.
Maybe. But yeah, she is. Yeah. So anyway, nothing really happens. They talk. His daughter's gorgeous. Looks
the daughter's
like
really
him.
Cute.
So Jessica says that. They meet. Everything goes fine.
They're in the car.
They get in the car.
She loses
Jessica
it.
Jessica just immediately says, I was being ignored.
And you guys, everyone who's in the house can hear them.
And she was like, I felt so fucking awkward. And kind of starts like talking and already breaking down and crying. Y'all, this has nothing to do with him.
No.
This is like
That's her past
shit coming up. I think, and I'm going to go on record and say this now, I think everybody's all like, oh, Destiny. Destiny and like Lindsay seem like the crazy girls. I think Jessica is going to rival them with brokenness.
I think my girl Destiny is going to lap her.
But it's weird, though. It's almost like, well, we'll get into Destiny and Sean.
Mm-hmm.
But she is.
I think Destiny's going to pull it out.
Jessica's broken. She is like a broken person.
You know, I don't even know if it's that. I think it's that much. I think that she's had a real cookie cutter life. And at the same time, she's never, I think she's always been the loser of her family.
But so my thing in that is maybe she's always been the martyr of her family.
That's probably true.
Because we know she doesn't have a relationship with her sister.
The sister broke it off.
That's the way she painted it off.
Oh.
But think about the way she would tell the story of Maurice. Oh, yeah, we went in to meet his family. He didn't introduce me to anybody. He just let me sit in the corner, didn't say.
Right.
You don't see that she completely shut down and made herself invisible in the room.
Right.
So what did she do? Probably, I wouldn't be surprised if her sister just probably had some questions.
Yeah, and she freaked
out.
And
she told us, like, you don't support me. I think she's that kid, a little bit reminds me of like Ari, who wants to be like the rebel of their family or different, or even think about the past conversation with the way she talked to her parents.
Right.
No, I think you're right. I think she had this cookie cutter life.
Yeah. And it was.
But I think she's got Little Mermaid syndrome where she wants more.
She also has thingamabobs and whatever galore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Play with Maurice's thingamabob.
Who cares? I want dick.
We did a cabaret sketch about that one time.
We did. We did a thing about Little Mermaid.
Y'all,
and Ariel wanted a butthole so she could have butt sex.
If you think we ruined Aladdin,
oh,
this
boy.
This was. I'm still appalled.
It's. I don't think it's ever going to be released.
I don't think that it'll ever see the light
of
day.
I made an Ursula costume for Poodle that literally had my blood in it because my fingers bled on it.
It had a lot of moving parts. I had to be walked to the stage.
When people came out.
It was so uncomfortable.
When you came out, people's faces, it was what I wanted. People's mouths just dropped and they went.
It wasn't even like laughing. It was kind of like people tried to process it.
They were like. He's really fucking wearing that. Holy fuck. Did he make... What is happening?
I know. That's my favorite audience reaction.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's not laughter. It's just like... It's like trying to comprehend what's going on and also being completely appalled.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just stupefaction.
Yes.
Stupefied. The audience is like... And kind of confused at why anyone would do it.
And questioning, why do they even come? I love that, too. It makes me happy.
Why am I here?
But then at the end...
I like this?
And then when they leave, they look at their... Carl, that was pretty good!
That is... I had a client one time. I said, cabaret, and she's like... She came, and she's like, I don't know what I saw up there, but I know that a lot of it challenged the assumptions that I thought of, and I know that I really liked it and had a good time.
That's all we can ask for.
That's my favorite audience.
By the way, a sissy posted a picture of Carl's wife, and I almost died.
I mean, that
was spot on.
Ooh.
Y'all, I love. Come at us with your pictures of Carl's wife.
Carl's wife.
Anyway,
anyway, she is there. The next time we see them,
it's weird. Their fight doesn't really kind of resolve.
No, it doesn't.
We just see Maurice kind of like, babe. And she just is like, oh. And so, yeah, it's the next day.
But he does come back at her in the car. He's like, I'm in my fucking daughter's house.
He does.
You know, can you not start this shit? Yeah.
It's stupid.
I kind of like you, but I think she should give him some grace.
Yeah.
Coming out of prison. Yeah. So, y'all, where he is staying is in his cousin Roni's house. Y'all, now, we talked about Roni's more my type.
They're both my type.
Oh, Roni. Don't ever make that voice again.
Roni
is so hot to me.
Oh, my God. You know, this could be a family affair.
No.
The boy's fucking me like a family affair all night. Y'all, come at me if you... And it's okay to be basic. come at me if you danced around to that Jessica Simpson song with that.
Is that who it was?
Yes.
The girl's coming out for a family affair.
What is that song about? And what does it's a family affair mean?
It's the family. It's your girls. It's your girl family. And you're roller skating, and there's celebrities with you like Eva Longoria and Housewives. And it was a fun video. You know, Jessica Simpson isn't really talented at singing, but
People love her book.
No, I notice I said singing.
Yeah.
Her book and her fucking fashion line.
Yeah.
She's like a millionaire. She did it right. Not the best singer.
I agree.
But she's just pretty and she has an interesting nose and I like her. You don't know that song?
I do know the song. I've never thought about the lyrics before.
Family affair.
What does Eva Longoria have to do with a family affair?
You know, comment me if you love that video.
That was a weird time.
I would love for us to make a roller skating music video one day.
What year was that? Like 2010? 2008?
It was
2008?
Definitely. I don't even know if we were in the 2010s yet.
Wow.
I think it's before I went to grad school.
Good for her.
I heard Jessica Simpson's lovely.
Good for her. So they're in Roni's house.
Ooh.
And he's going to stay with him. I think I'm gauging it that she's going to stay there too.
It's not clear. She's stuck here in LA.
But she's like, I'm going to go to Vegas. I don't like it here in Compton. I don't feel comfortable.
Again, it's kind of like have your feelings, but also be like, you know, I don't feel comfortable, but this is what we have to make do, and I just want to support my husband, who's been in prison for 7 years.
And also, you guys, his whole life, he's trying to find a way to, like, bridge the life he used to be in with the life, which she basically says, no, you're going to come live in Las Vegas with me. Brand new life.
That, again, he sounds like he wants that, too, because he doesn't want to be in Compton.
He can't right now.
Yeah.
So,
which is saying something, because his daughter is in Compton.
Right. So,
or
that's
LA.
True. So, you guys, they are, she's like, I really just want to get back to Vegas. And then, when she's sitting over there putting on makeup, which we're going to talk about, y'all, with a roller. It looks like
it's stick. Okay, I already knew
stick
there was
foundation,
a problem.
Yep,
y'all. I'm gonna give you a tip. Stick foundation should not be your foundation. Stick foundation can be your concealer, and you can use it in spots and blend it. But if you use stick foundation everywhere, you're gonna turn around like Jessica did without any blush or anything on, and we're all gonna go.
And it's gonna be like Hannibal Lecter. I'm wearing someone's skin.
I threw my sissy mug across the room and went, no!
Y'all, don't do that. Don't look that way.
It's for the... I have some stick foundations.
Yeah.
I love them for under the
but
eyes.
But it is not makeup.
T-zone.
It's not makeup for your whole face.
You put it on your T-zone area and then you blend it out with a sponge or even your fingers. You can use a brush if you want. Fingers are the world's best sponges, though. And just do that.
Shut up!
It's true. No, you never heard that. The Nards girl used to tell me that, Stephanie.
No, am I at the beauty shop with Tammy?
I would love
best sponges, y'all. Let's talk about fucking Lalu. God.
You talked for 10 minutes about the heat. So I won't have it.
I just say we were getting so far afield.
One day I should make my own makeup line. 90 Day Gaze makeup.
Oh, Jesus.
I want to do... We're going to be like Jessica Simpson.
You'll have to pay me half for the name.
What?
But I'll contribute zero to your makeup line.
So when you make your own vodka, same.
Yes.
I need half of the money.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's how it works.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Anyway, I'll fuck you on the deal.
Poodles,
I'll get a better lawyer. So she's over there doing like tribal makeup, putting it on.
She's putting it on like a wet blanket.
He's looking at pictures of obits of his friends who died of gun violence.
Y'all,
very different types. She can't even go to him.
If you need an example of white privilege,
that's it.
This is fucking it. I really
in the dictionary.
So this is gonna go with everything else. I think her emotional maturity is like 6 years old.
Yeah,
I think some trauma happened to her.
Yeah,
something happened to her, and she is stuck as a kid because the fact that you can't be there to just sit by your husband?
Yeah, she can't even...
And just be
even,
with him.
Even try to help him process
the
it.
The amount of law... And just and even have the grace to just look at these people with him and
right.
acknowledge that these were people in his life. And y'all, if this is new for you as a white person, this is life for a lot of black men yeah. in our country.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, and this is not... And kind of what I hate, but also enjoy about Maurice's, not enjoy, but it's important about Maurice's story is that y'all, he was 10, 11 years old.
That's when he started just, being in trouble.
Just yep. started. And I think a lot of people think, I used to think this as a white person. Oh, well, somebody who gets in trouble is bad and they went looking for trouble. Maybe you thought that too, where you grew up. And then as I've gotten older, it's not that way.
I always kind of knew that where someone's economic sometimes when the economic factors are against you, you're going to have a much harder time getting out of that.
You're going to have a harder time. And so,
I kind of assumed that when someone kind of I understand what you're saying, but I think it was more nuanced where I grew up.
Oh,
like there was a poor part of town that was mostly black. And you just assumed that it was harder for people to... I would hear people say, well, you know what? All you have to do is stay out of trouble. But it's not that easy.
So it's not that easy.
Yeah.
And I like that it talked about he's 10, 11 years old. Y'all think about it. When you're 10, 11 years old and somebody's offering you food...
Money.
Yeah. If you don't have it, what are you going to do when you're 10? And so... I'm bringing that up.
The system of right and wrong is a lot to put on a 10-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is why I think, though, too, and we see this later when they're at the convenience store, that's why he doesn't want to be in Compton at all, because for a lot of these men, they get released back to their communities.
Right.
And whether they want to or not, they get brought back into this
right.
life of...
He has to be there.
People bully them back into
right.
having to react. It's really scary.
So, yeah, someone said... Someone comes up to him in the 7-Eleven and says, this is my hood, homie.
Like somebody drives by and like does like a gun thing with their finger.
Yeah.
So it's like this bullshit that you can't get away from this.
And she's like, oh my God, I'm scared. Get me out of here.
She does kind of freak out. She does make it about her.
But as
I'm going to say this. She's a terrible wife.
As Jessica says, though. I'm just really worried because he was part of the Compton Crips, which keeps sounding like a sports team to me.
The Compton Crips.
We've already...
Again, they're not Crips with a T, y'all. That's
no,
what I thought.
PTs, like Crips, like a place where a dead person lies. As I had to tell Maddie, it's not CRYPTS. It is Crips, CRIPS.
Which, you know... I had my closed captioning on when I watched it because it's hard for me to understand Quaylon because sometimes he mumbles.
He does mumble.
And so I have the closed caption and it said Crypt. I went, oh, yeah, there it is.
it was a whole discussion. And it was ridiculously funny.
Anyway, you know, I thought the most kind of astute thing about the whole was Roni when he was talking to Roni and he's like, he basically says, they're looking at all his friends, and I'm paraphrasing, but Roni basically says, you know, those bullets don't have a name on them. They'll kill whoever.
Yep.
That was poetic.
Roni, look at you.
Yeah. Maurice, I just want to, if you and Jessica aren't together, I just want to say, if I wax my back and wear a wig, you'll never know. I'll treat you like the lady you've always wanted.
If I wax my back.
You know, if. And when you're upset, I'll be there to comfort you.
There's a thing on Instagram.
Oh, lover.
Did you not sing I'll Cover You? It's a weird song.
It is a weird song.
A lot of weird metaphors.
Yeah.
I'll be
your blanket.
Something about I'll be your castle.
You'll be my,
you'll
king.
Be my moat.
You'll be my castle.
Y'all don't use the word moat in a song. For you songwriters out there, it's not a good word.
I think they meant it when they said you can't buy love. Now I know you can rent it. And at least you are my love. Take it, poodle.
My love.
Be all my life. I know.
There's nothing as strong to discover
something as true as the sea.
that's not the lyric at all. I wanted to go.
What is? I don't know it.
Exactly. We could. That could have been really good. And you? Oh, no. Sing it right. Oh, lover. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, lover, I'll cover you. Yeah. That's all we're doing because that's what we know.
We're ending on that because we're going to fuck it up. And somebody just went, what was that? And then some girl named Susan just went, what? And her vagina just went, goosh.
There's a lot of the sweetest love story is them in that story.
It is. It is. Jesse, ooh, he was so great. Anyway. So
should we move on to Quaylen and Chevelle?
We should. You know what? Because this is going to go on our free podcast.
Okay. Take a commercial.
Let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
And we're back.
We're back,
this
y'all.
This is with Quaylen and Chevelle. And y'all, what is that? Oh, if I've gotten out of jail, do you know what I want?
What?
Barbecue and fucking.
Take me to Porky's. Literally, it's called Porky's Barbecue.
It's called Porky's. Points off for non-originality there.
It looked good, though.
It did.
Y'all, you know you're in a good barbecue restaurant when they have big plastic cups.
Yes. Oh, yes. So, you guys, this is
my brother's restaurant has, Caddo Street Barbecue in Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Brian, you're paying us.
Oh, by the way, he's going to give us free. He went to say, y'all, he said, like, several of y'all come in, if you're in Ardmore, he said, tell them if they come by, tell them that they're part of the Sissy Squad, they're a listener, and we'll give them a discount.
I cannot believe I'm letting you do an
on-air. It's my own brother. I would let your brother do a commercial for house building. Heritage Builders, tell them you're
house
the Sissy
building.
Tell them you're the Sissy Squad.
Tell them the Sissy Squad.
And they'll and give you a discount. Discount, you might get a free thing of flowers.
He'll give you something off.
A light fixture. What if your brother called?
Free mulch.
Hey, Jake, somebody has called me asking for a Sissy Squad. What the fuck is that?
That's what he's. Jake, someone just called me asking for a discount. On and the house.
And they were calling me Straight Jake.
Yeah, it was weird.
It's weird.
So the difference here with Quaylen, you guys, is no parole, no probation. He doesn't have to, like, I think the rest of them all are being paroled.
Quaylen's done.
Yeah, he's done. So he can, like, drink, do whatever he wants.
I think, well, no, Destiny's not like that. But she's streaking still anyway.
So he started getting in trouble. We find a little bit from him at age 10 as well.
Yeah.
And so Chevelle brings she's talking about her daughter Myla, and he knows her, and she's like, I can't wait to be a family.
So sad too. He said like he had like straight A's in school, a good student. And again, it goes into this where it's just cyclical. It's sad.
So they're at Porky's, where you have the tough conversations in Kansas City.
And Quilandria, she's ready.
So mom basically lays
out. Quilandria's mom, yeah.
And she goes, "How can I be comfortable in Houston when you're here? And because this is when you got in trouble." And he said, "You know, there are threats everywhere. So you have to trust me." And I went, looks like Chevelle is winning.
Well, we're going to find out why. Because, y'all, he hasn't fucked anything in 14 years. So
has it been that long?
He said 14 years. I haven't had sex in 14 years. So
I think it's 12 years.
At that point, who's counting?
Exactly.
Can you imagine what you would be like?
14 and 12.
I mean, you might fuck Big Ed after 12 years. You know, you wouldn't. I'm not going to stoop that low.
Not
for
even
you.
That far.
How low would you go? Let's have the 90 Day Universe.
I don't like this conversation.
David?
No. No,
couldn't
gross.
Do that.
Creepy.
What about, what's his name? Married Akini.
Benjamin. You know?
12 years.
12 years, I'd fuck Benjamin.
I think I would too.
I'd fuck Benjamin.
He would probably cry during.
He would.
And I probably would have the same reaction that Keeney did.
It was fine. Y'all, it's the best freshly fucked morning after.
Ooh.
reaction. You know, they all have sex with their fiancés when they meet. And when and she's like, he's like, how was that for you last night? Which is a weird thing to ask.
Yes.
She's like, it was fine.
It was fine. What about Lips McGee?
Scott? Oh, no.
Not Scott. What about who went to Haiti?
Oh. Oh.
Sean.
Sean.
Yeah.
I'd fuck him. I'd fuck Sean. He's cute.
I would too, yeah.
Yeah.
He just is.
Crazy.
A sex tourist.
Yeah, yeah. I think he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not his preferred target.
No. No.
I'm white and male.
Yes.
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 So it'd be hard.
And you're not, and he has no position of power over
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
That's the main thing. Yeah. Yeah, we're not a fan of his.
So, you guys, this was interesting. So, Quilandria basically said, so I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure you come home with me. And Chevelle goes, no.
She actually
one word.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm not messing with it.
Yeah.
So here's my question to you. Do you think that is strategic, the right message for Chevelle to do? Because what would Mother Poodle do?
First of all, Mother Poodle would smack the sense out of me when if I was getting out of jail.
No, if Mother Poodle was Chevelle. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Because I think this is the wrong way to go.
This is a hard situation because Mother Poodle would never allow herself to date a convict.
Okay. Well, so actually,
I would say
you have. So what would you do?
Fair. It's been petty offenses.
They still went to jail. In fact, one of them went to prison, right?
Yeah, one of them went to full-on prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you fuck him afterwards?
No.
Did you talk to him afterwards?
Yeah.
How did he do his life in prison?
You know, he's different. He's different.
Didn't he lose a bunch of weight?
Yes. They all do. Or you gain weight.
If I gained weight in prison, I'd be pissed.
Well, if you're Destiny and you're ruling the prison and you got lots of ladies to
lots
keep you
ladies.
To give you love.
Oh yeah, y'all get ready for that.
So I think if I was Chevelle,
like I don't think it was the right way to handle it.
I think you have to tiptoe around everything. However, what neither of these women understand is Quaylen has all the power here.
Yeah.
And he has the power to make them angry for where he leaves, for he goes. He knows both these women will do whatever to kind of support him.
Yes.
So he could do whatever he wants.
Yeah, that's true.
So I would know the power resides with him to choose. And both the women will, he's going to piss off both of them. So what he's going to do is string them along the longest he can.
He will. So this is my question.
Which is kind of shitty, but...
Come at us if you've dealt with people or family members or coming out of prison or... It's a little bit like... Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
and people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Is it, even if they, some of them, don't get me wrong, do not deserve to be, I don't believe personally. So I was going to say it's almost kind of like somebody coming out of like a rehab, but it's not. But what is similar is that, though, they still have to, like, they have to, like, mind their P's and Q's just to keep out of trouble.
Yeah.
And so, and not be sent back to prison. Is the right tactic the way, I feel like both of these women are almost, and we see this a lot, are, like, babying him.
Exactly.
Like, and I feel like a lot of these people, they're, like, stepping on eggshells around these people that are released. Where am I?
Unless you're Jessica.
Whereas I'm kind of the exact opposite of, I wouldn't be a hard ass or anything, but I'd just be very real of like, look, whether you meant to go or not, you've got to take responsibility.
I think Quilandri is trying to do that.
I think
but
a little.
She can't because her husband was in
jail. She can't
with
pussy.
No. Y'all, that's a truism.
That you mothers can't compete with pussy.
Mom, you can't compete with pussy, unfortunately. What are you just doing?
I stood up to fix my shorts and almost fell.
These are the things. Yo, this is what comes with your Gatreon.
Yes, yeah, just wait till you get the live show. A year. We've been doing this a year. That's
I
insane.
Can't believe it.
I know.
So
y'all are some dick pigs.
So the great thing. Now, Chevelle is a woman after my own heart because back at the hotel, they're kind of sitting around. It's like, well, I don't know if he's going to spend this time with his mom or with me. So, bitch does this. Boop, 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 boop. Hello, Uber. Can you come get this mom and take her to her friend's house?
Yeah. She took care of that.
She called
the car.
Real
quick. She called the car. And because Chevelle says,
hello, Uber. No one says hello,
hello
Uber.
Uber. Hello, Uber.
Boop, 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 boop. Hello, Uber. Can I have a call?
You're me right near.
Hello, Uber.
Because Chevelle says, when he went into prison, he was a boy. And now
he's a grown-ass man.
And he needs a grown-ass woman.
That's when I kind of felt bile kind of come up at my throat.
And then...
then
we
now, have like
I get it. Quaylen is hot.
He is.
He is hot. He has a nice body.
But she basically almost takes him like a scene of 9.5 weeks here.
I was
uncomfortable.
Where I was like, is this like, I felt like I was being punked. Like, is this Boomerang with Eddie Murphy when he had sex with the woman with the toe? It's like rubbing his back.
It did feel very like Showtime After Dark.
Yes, it did. Y'all, guess what? Those roses jump. This is a crossover.
Those rose petals are back. Petals from 90 Day Fiancé that we all have.
I bet Caesar had. They all had. They jumped over to Lalu.
And guess what? We have them here today.
We do.
Hey there. We're back.
It's been a long time, but we're back.
She just spit us all over the bed. Sometimes we get spit in a heart shape. And then people fuck on top of us.
Uh-huh. He smells a lot better than Caesar did, though. Wow.
Ooh.
Caesar smelled like acetone and urine. He smells like, that's some shea butter. That's some good shit right there.
There, she's got lavender oil.
Whoa, what's she feeding him chocolate? Oh, okay.
There's too many sexual kinks going on in this scenario.
This is a lot. She needs to pick one, doesn't she?
Yeah. Pick a lane and go with it.
Wow.
Too much food in the bed is not great. I swear to God, if she brings out a mini whip, I'm out of this shit.
I might be into it.
And scene. Thank you, Rose Petals.
Thank you, Rose Petals.
Okay, we'll see you later.
I'm sure that they'll make another appearance.
Oh, they were now. There were some Rose Petals here, and they also had champagne. She had every cliche of like
she went to Spencer's. She went to Spencer's,
y'all.
She went
to Spencer's.
Chevelle went to Spencer Guess, and she walked in and she
bought
said
that
to that
store.
She said, "Look, my boyfriend is getting out of prison. I need a fuck me room."
And so she's like kissing his body, y'all.
She's been doing her Kegels. She is ready for this.
It made me feel like the night's going to be about her pleasing him, I think, a lot more.
And then then Quaylen said something that completely...
Y'all got to get out.
Kind of made my man pussy wet.
Gross. Don't ever say that.
No, because he said, y'all got to get out. And then he said, I'm going to not lie. When a black man has told me this, I'm kind of giddy. He's like, I'm going to tear that ass up.
Oh,
and,
yes.
I go... I'm like Daffy Duck when he gets excited.
That's wow.
Yeah, that was real. I got to be real. But y'all, if a brother, I mean, there is nothing like a man with a nice dick tapping that dick on your butt saying, I'm going to tear that ass up to make
okay,
you get pregnant.
We need to move on.
We got to move
I'm uncomfortable.
Come at me if you a freaky deaky bitch like me.
No, it's fine to talk about it, but I don't want to talk about it with you.
So that's never happened to you.
Oh, it has. I find the aspect of you having sex with someone so repellent. So I can't.
Yeah, that's fair. Same. Same. Good. Kind of like when I watched your weird PlayStation porn. I didn't know controllers could go in there, y'all. It was disgusting.
It was just two friends.
I'm playing Spider-Man right now, and I'm going to not touch my PlayStation.
Two friends who just got home from school.
Y'all.
Sunny D. Got any Sunny D, Mom?
Oh, gross.
I got some D. Okay.
Anyway, should we move on to Tyrese and Shonda?
Who we haven't met.
Shonda.
We haven't met her yet, so who the fuck cares?
But they're dragging this out. So he's putting panties and bras packing for Shonda's release day.
Oh wait. Speaking of old friends, we've got the edible panties here today.
Oh,
edible panties. It's so good. Did you want to say something?
Oh boy, I thought I was gonna get packed away, but no. I'm just sitting in the closet.
I can't wait to fulfill our true destiny.
Why didn't you give her real panties? Those are no fun.
Oh, no, candy panties are better. I taste like candy apples.
Yeah, we melt in your mouth and your vagina.
Oh, candy panties. I also want to say that he's got a lovely new suit from the Cedric the Entertainer collection.
So, my partner was watching. Kyle was watching this. Y'all, if you don't know, my partner is a black man. And he was watching this with me. And I looked over. I just happened to look over while we were watching this. And he went, his face was dropped. And he was like, oh, this brother got the crocodile. And he's like, he about to go to church. It's like this big.
It's a big oversized suit.
He even, because I asked Cossack, are you supposed to keep the tag of the suit
yes.
on the sleeve? He was like, that's some fucking old school shit right there. He was like, this brother's Motown. That's
yeah,
what
it
he
was
called
like
him.
That.
Yeah.
To me, it was the Cedric the Entertainer collection.
It was
the Kings of Comedy tour.
Woo,
you know what I had more of a problem with? It's not of the suit itself. He chose to wear blue shoes that were slightly off tone.
No, but that's what you do.
Is that it?
Yeah.
The black shoes could have made...
They're those gator shoes. They're gator. They're crocodile. They're gator. Alligator. Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
No, that's a thing.
Okay.
I will say this. The man cleans up well.
I'm not into him like you are.
But it's just memories.
Okay.
I've been with y'all. I really lucked out because I could have gone. I've been with all of these type. He looks like he's just good in bed. That's what kind of lures me in.
He's such a jerk, though.
He is kind of a jerk. Yeah.
So this guy,
I think he's a selfish man.
Oh yeah, very much.
Yeah.
He's like, well, of course I have fantasized about having sex with her.
repeatedly.
It's like I'm telling you, he's putting more rose petals.
Rose
y'all.
Petals, they're back too.
He's like, she's gonna be smiling for days.
When she walks out that door, her country ass gonna be smiling.
Yeah, so I think there's a little kink fetish going on here.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And whatever she wants to do, he's game for.
This wasn't.
And he's gotta pick her up and he has 4 hours to be at the halfway house.
I liked it too when he said, you know, when I've married before, I'm married for lust.
It's not different. And I want to know, why did he park so far away? I don't get it.
And also, why does he have binoculars?
He's like literally like on a...
Is he bird watching?
I don't get this.
And I'm unaware?
I didn't get it.
It was very strange.
It was
he
very
is
strange.
Parked very far away. Is that a requirement, y'all? Sometimes you Maybe. Park so far.
We need to date either more people from prison or we need to get an expert on.
We have so many questions about prison.
Because, yeah, we just don't know.
I think I said I tried to have our new sign off to be lights out. And we had a sissy saying, guess what? There aren't lights out on prison because it's a safety issue. Lights on the whole time. And I went, well, fuck.
And then I said, maybe we say don't drop the soap. And Poodle said, that's about rape. And I went, oh. Well, I guess we're not going to say that.
Yep, don't want to trivialize prison rape.
So, if y'all think of a sign-off,
I have one.
Oh, do
you? I have one that I will expose to you at the end of the show.
We'll
today.
We'll see if it works. If not, we'll
no,
be the judge
of that.
No, it
was suggested by a listener.
Really?
Yes.
Are you just saying that so I prove
no.
it more?
No, that would be how I would say. Yeah, listener.
Yeah, listener.
Joni D. Stands for Joni Doe. She's from Erie, Pennsylvania.
I knew a Joni. Joni Raby. Her dad had Raby Auto Motors. Used cars. Joni and Jonna. And Jackie. Joni, Jonna, and Jackie Raby. Sweet people.
Okay. Okay. Great. Thanks. Thank you for that non sequitur. Shall we move on
to
Scott and Lindsay? They're dragging
them.
The fuck out of this storyline, y'all. I'm begging to see Lindsay.
It's been six episodes. There's not really much that happens at all. Basically, so he calls the prison the next day, or the Federal Bureau, and they decide, let's do this with Grandma and the daughter in the room
and the
listening.
Daughter in the phone.
Who
cried for 2 hours yeah. when her mother, Miley Grace.
I got to give it to Matt Sharp. He literally spent 20 minutes of us just being on hold.
Yep.
And he made it dramatic.
And he was talking with, remember the evil guy in Inspector Gadget? With a claw with a cat.
Ranger, though we cannot reach that.
Oh, yeah, because they do his voice. Yeah.
So they were talking from the scary guy with a like.
Is that
Mr.
movie
Jagged.
Good with Matthew Broderick? I thought that was good casting.
I have never seen such film.
We should watch it.
No.
We're not.
So it turns out they do find out she's still there.
Yes.
So something probably happened. And as her grandmother says, she's just smart enough to continue to stay in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And then the caseworker comes on and says, I don't know if she's going to call you or not. I don't know. I can't tell you if she's going to call you or not. And then Scott says, this is really confusing and such a red flag. You know, Lindsay's a very attractive girl and people in prison are jealous of her.
Yeah.
This isn't cheerleading camp. And she's not prom queen.
And I think Scott might be the dumbest person
he's
on the show.
So dumb.
Because I just want to reiterate.
Or she's that
y'all.
Good.
He bought a home and moved to Mississippi with someone he has never lived with.
Or seen in person.
Seen in person.
Take that in.
And you know why he said that? Because Lindsay told him that.
Yes.
Is the reason why she gets in trouble because they're just jealous of me.
Right.
And he fucking believes that.
Yeah. Also,
he's
his,
an idiot.
His upper lip is still swollen.
Y'all, this is not an allergic reaction. He got bad lip work done. I'm telling you.
Like, when he's in profile, y'all, it looks like there's an actual, like...
He looks like Howard the Duck's long-lost cousin.
It looks like, you know when, like, bulldozers have that little thing that comes up underneath it?
Yeah.
That's what he looks like. Mm-hmm. It's a bad lip job.
It's a bad lip job.
Sorry. People who are screaming
Scott,
about it...
Sorry, you're not allergic.
People who are screaming about it, him having allergic reaction... Yeah, it's hard to have one that hasn't gone down in this long.
Yeah, that's what I told. That's what I told myself. You know, whenever I had an infection in my penis in my 20s. Oh yeah, it's just you know,
I got soap in it.
I got soap in it in the shower. It's all over,
girl. That's gonorrhea.
Girl, take the pill.
Just go get an antibiotic already.
Anyway, y'all. So, but I'm confused. Is it Miley Grace's birthday, or is it Lindsay's birthday? Because I think it's Lindsay's birthday, and they think that she would be able to call. Because literally, they are calling on her birthday.
Oh, I was confused.
It's on someone's birthday, and then I didn't care. And then I thought about cake, and then I was angry because I'm not doing cake.
This show is short on facts.
Truth.
We did. Thank you guys for coming at us about that red velvet, fake red velvet cake fiasco last week.
They did come at us.
Thank you. We had one woman who's a baker said, I know for a fact that was not red velvet cake. It didn't look like it. And no one put sprinkles on red velvet cake.
True.
That cake was dyed. That was a white sheet cake that was dyed red.
It's true.
And that was definitely not cream cheese icing.
We also had some sissies come at us that... So I don't know if you saw this. They are not liable. These shooting, they can do whatever they want.
Right, they can do whatever they want.
So if Maurice went to Vegas, production would not stop him.
I was naive.
So
I did not know.
They're not liable. Yeah,
I don't know about illegal things, y'all.
Yeah. This is all part of the game.
We're
lost in a masquerade.
Shall we move on to Destiny and Sean? Speaking of a masquerade.
This song kind
of
goes with them.
Oh, God, this got so freaky deaky.
This is... So, first of all, let's just start off that... We had dinner last week. If you haven't seen our meme of Poodle going in deep about Destiny's sister, who reminded me, Chandra Cantrell, that's who used to do her makeup
like that.
From Lone Bird. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She probably used that stick, foundation stick.
She uses that stick. And you know when girls take bronzer blush and they put it on their cheeks, but then they just rub it on their eyelids as well because they're in a hurry?
That was a
she
problem.
She uses it everywhere.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
And she tried contouring, didn't work.
And that lipstick.
Oh, bad. Yeah.
I'm going to say this. Most white women do not, with especially fair-skinned white women, do not look good with that brownish red lipstick. Jenny does that. If you've noticed, she's changed it.
She has.
Because she
probably some PA said, bitch, we're losing that lipstick.
Yeah, she got like Tania season 2 set edit and realized.
She's like, I look terrible.
Oh my God. So I'm just telling you.
Tania looks so good.
If you're wearing like a brownish lip liner and a brownish red lipstick and you are a Caucasian female or male, whatever, Caucasian person, that is not your color.
Yeah.
It's not great. It's going to look better on somebody with a darker olive skin tone.
And I really believe.
Or African American.
You might argue with me. But I believe we comment on bad makeup. The reason we comment on bad makeup, you guys, is we don't think anything of it unless it's bad. Like, good makeup is not that much. Good makeup suggests makeup.
It can be much, but good makeup, you're right. Good makeup should bring out the natural beauty a person has. Even if you have a lot, like fucking Shoulders McGee.
Oh,
Tiffany
she
puts
knows
on
how
a
to
ton
wear
of
it,
makeup,
though. Boy.
But it brings out her big brown eyes.
Yeah, her face is beat.
Her cheekbones. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
When that gay PA does makeup for Libby because she buys them drinks, that's what I've decided. Elizabeth, Andre, and Liz, you know, because she does her, but then there's a gay
the PA.
There's a gay PA that she meets. His name's Tyler. And she's like, Tyler, can you just do it?
Her confessional looks are unbelievable.
She shows him Andre's dick pics.
Yeah.
And that's why Tyler's like, okay, Libby, I'll do it one last time. Boy. But I'm not supposed to. I've got to hold the grip.
If Tyler could just show her how to do that makeup.
She doesn't want to. She doesn't want to learn.
God, she looks so good in confessionals.
But you are right. Good makeup should accentuate the normal beauty of a person.
And you shouldn't say, she's wearing great makeup. You just go on.
Yeah, you should say, your eyes look so beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Anyway. So,
not
besides,
like the season
besides
of the other
clown
way,
makeup.
Yes, besides clown. We're like
Devin. Bless fucking
her heart, Devin and bless her heart, Karini right now. We're in season one on Patreon, and she's wearing the heaviest fake eyelashes.
Karini is wearing caterpillars on her eyes.
They're just like, you can't even notice
absurd.
Anything.
Absurd. You actually feel wind when you walk by her when she blinks.
Y'all, that was a good Foley.
And Mother Poles just showed up.
And her hair is already wet to her head.
So,
fun.
We have fun with that.
So anyway, Sean, $5 price of a latte gets you classic 90 day. So Destiny is...
They're still at dinner, and she's downing... We found out that he has 4 more kids.
Than she
additional
knew.
Additional children, everyone's
and
favorite.
He's 20 years older than her instead of, like, 13 years.
Right. He said he was 36, and he's 44? Something like that.
Yes. Why did I write, can I get another dream, please?
Drink.
Oh, drink.
Drink.
She... Oh, yeah.
She's down in these strawberry margaritas, y'all.
Oh, boy.
Y'all, that would be a hangover, because there's a lot of sugar in those.
I'd feel like shit.
She's already had
day.
2 chocolate martinis. Yeah.
That these she's never like, let through straws.
This is like that Kids in the Hall sketch, girl drink drunk. Like, these are all girl drinks. Bring me a fucking gin and tonic.
Somebody wants
I
want to
taste my alcohol.
Well, you're different than most.
I am. So we're like, they're going to be, they're talking on the way in the car.
So, well, they're talking on the parking lot. Because she's smoking a cigarette. And then they get in the car. They're outside of Caro's. And they're talking. And she basically says, at first, I have to say, Destiny's being somewhat kind of reasonable. Where she said, look, I understand about lying about your age. Don't do that. But your kids. Who lies? And we even said
who lies about that?
Who lies about your kids?
Right.
And then they're in the car. And she was like, look, you can lie to me about whatever. You could be a cheater. And then she's like, but don't fucking cheat on me.
Yeah.
But just don't lie to me.
And so she says, have you ever tried to get back with your baby mama? He's like, yeah, but that's been a while. It's actually only been a year.
He said, and y'all, the editing of this was great. Because he's like, I'm not going to lie to you anymore. It's been 7 years.
Y'all, here's the newsflash. They're both liars.
They're both liars.
They're both awful and are perfect for each other.
And he's perfect for her because... Y'all, I think Paul
Sean.
Is... Paul, sorry. I think Sean is 2 stacks short of a hay bale.
Yeah,
how do we say?
And there's some mouth stuff that I don't know. I've talked about mouth stuff. We talked about Scott's mouth.
We talked about Libby's mouth.
There's some mouth stuff going on with this guy, and it's like he has an upper plant, an upper like onlay of his teeth, but he's like saving up for the bottom one. It's weird when you don't get them put at the same time.
He drank too much Mountain Dew as a kid.
And like, but the upper partial is so big, it's like chiclet teeth.
Yeah.
And his lips don't really cover it that well.
No, they don't.
It's an interesting situation.
It's an interesting situation.
But his physical appearance is by no means what the interesting thing is.
But it's great because he literally says, I'm not lying to you. And then they cut to him the testimonial. I lied to her. I tried to get back with my ex a year ago.
And she says, am I the youngest girl you've been with? Which is a weird question and a weird badge of honor
says yes to that, right?
He says yes to that, but that is not the case.
That's not the case.
He's been with
somebody who was 17, I'm telling you.
He's been with a young sex worker.
Yes, he has.
There is no doubt.
No doubt. Then she says, well, when's the last time you slept with a woman? And he goes, a year ago.
Liar.
When he tried to get back with his ex.
Oh, I think he slept with someone before that.
I don't know. I don't know if Sean is really a catch.
He'll pay for it.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Anyway, so then she says, I don't know when I'm going to, I don't like him when he lies to me, but I don't know. I have to tell him some secrets too.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not lying to you. Then, She cuts us a secret.
So she's kind of mad, and she's got a lot of great quotes. I'm just going to go through some of them right now in the confessionals. Even though he's a fucking liar, I still really love him.
She did say that. Even though he's a I still really love him. Liar. He's attentive, and he tries to make me happy, and it's really cute. Cut to, babe, I want a coach purse.
This was...
Oh, can we go parasailing?
I read it in a Nicholas Sparks book. I spit out my drink.
I was sad I couldn't watch that moment with you.
I spit out my drink because...
Poodle.
Because...
Tell people what Nicholas Sparks books are. Describe
well,
Nicholas Sparks book.
There's the
book.
Notebook. A Nicholas Sparks novel is kind of like... that lady at your church who's just always too smiley, and you ask a little bit about her life,
mm-hmm.
and it seems interesting to normal people, but you're bored within 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But it goes on for a long time, and she's the hero of her own life story, y'all. And it's a very uplifting kind of Christian moral tale at the end.
And as Poodle, that's true. That's a good way. And as Poodle always says, her life, like Nicholas Sparks' books, are not real.
No.
They're not
real. Not like the notebook,
real.
Y'all. Not real. So she has these kind of
so it's
ideas.
Literally like Destiny's been listening to Poodle and said, Poodle says the notebook's
the notebook,
not real. I'm going to believe.
I say the notebook's not real, y'all. All of that is fantasy that meant to... That basically, you can read the notebook or watch the notebook and say, wow, that's a great love story, but it's not real.
It's like watching Peter Pan. Wow, that'd be great to never grow up and fly on a boat across the world to Never Neverland, but that's not into space.
Right.
Y'all, think about it. You never thought about this. Second star on the right, Peter
that's
Pan,
space.
They went to space. They're fucking, when did fucking flew in space
I
in
think,
her nightgown?
I think Knott's really.
Like, if they made the realistic
I
version of Peter Pan.
I think qualify what space is. I think the stars, as what they see, are... where they're aiming at. I don't think they were actually in space.
Come
I think they were in a lower stratosphere.
I've never actually read the origin of Peter Pan.
I don't think this was ever meant to be litigated. If they ever went
do you think
to
the
space.
Do you think the Imagineers are in Walt?
I never...
Did they go to space? Well, Gerald...
Hold on. Move the Nazi memorabilia and look it up. No, it would
oh,
be...
Oh, boy, guys, I think they did go to space. Kyle Hitler.
Let me be clear. Walt Disney was not a Nazi. He did espouse some beliefs. It's always a joke for me that
he
Walt
did
Disney...
He did not like Jews.
He also, he did own a copy of Mein Kampf. Yeah, that was found in his stuff. So you can love Disney but disagree
that's
with
not
the
associated
man.
With him now.
Yeah.
I think that is, you know,
yeah.
It's definitely Walt Disney's gone. They're a different company now.
Right.
And a quite supportive
but
one.
God, y'all, I love
sorry,
to
I can't have
I
Disney
love,
come after
I
us.
I love to ruin everything and I'm going to ruin Walt Disney for you.
Oh, it doesn't ruin Disney now. Have
no,
your
I'm
Disney
just
wedding.
Walt Disney. I'm going to ruin the character of Walt Disney for you.
Okay.
Anyway.
Although, you were gobsmacked when we saw his apartment at Disneyland.
Oh, it was so amazing. You know. So, I want to go parasailing. I want to go, can we go skydiving too? It reminds me of some, like, child. It's so childlike of, like, I just got out of reform school. I don't know what to do.
Well, you know what it is Sean even says it. He says, you know what, Destiny? Half the time, she is one person, and the other half, she's another person. That's called bipolar. So there's,
I was going to say, that's a mental issue.
Because also, y'all, I don't know if a lot of people know this. Not that everybody on the show has a mental issue. However, we know with Destiny, Destiny's had a lot of drug use.
Yeah.
Methamphetamine.
Yeah.
And crack. That causes...
Scrambles your brain.
That causes psychosis.
Yeah.
Like, it literally, the more you use that, and it can cause irreversible psychosis.
Right.
So she probably does have some mental I am positive After she effects. Is bipolar.
Yeah. She's got
she
some...
inhibits everything with bipolar.
I kind of agree with you
and
there.
And I think right now she's out of prison, so right now she's pretty manic.
Yeah.
And it's like, go, go, I want to feel things, I want to experience things.
So,
mark my words, y'all, it's going to go south, and she's going to get really dark.
Yeah. No, she's going to be nuts, guys. This season with her, mark my words, she's going to be a great performer.
Where did that phrase come from, mark my words?
I don't know.
Somebody come at us.
I think it's a pretty self-explanatory saying. It's not an idiom. No, it's just like mark. In other words, take note.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
We've said a lot more interesting things than that.
And a lot less.
So she's like, they're in the hotel room, and it's got a full, like,
where was this where we had? I've never, again, my boyfriend was watching
Comfort Inn work suites.
He was like, why is there a bathtub in the living room?
It was a little weird.
We saw this with somebody on 90 Day. Was it Benjamin and Akini?
I'm not
somebody
sure.
Somebody had a bathtub in 90 Day Fiancé, and we were appalled by it.
Like, it there just, wasn't even a room divider. It was just bathtub to fucked in.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a weird.
It's weird.
Work suites.
And she takes a shower, and then she gets out of shower to get in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, it's weird.
That just seems...
I can't think she just wanted to take a shower,
wipe the prison off.
Speaking of Destiny's naked body, get a little explanation about the tattoos that are all over her body. She doesn't tell Scott this.
She tells the camera this because y'all, what her secret is.
I was having sex with women in prison.
A lot of women in prison.
And shocking.
And she still continues to do. She said, I'm going to continue to do that.
She was like the Catherine the Great of this prison.
She was.
She had sex with every. She ran this motherfucker. All the women wanted her.
And she, I feel like.
I think she's a pretty girl.
Oh, she's a pretty girl. Yep. Yeah. I think now it's time for a section that we like to call Lalu Theater. Poodle is going to be playing the role of Destiny.
Yes.
I will be playing the role of her tattoos.
Well, this is going to go differently.
I don't know how this is going to go.
Okay. I was not thinking this. I got...
I'm sorry.
Not better. Almost. You're off on the melody just slightly. We'll work on it. Because if I'm going to harmonize, it needs to be dead on. Honestly, I don't...
How's that Bi-Curious theme song coming?
Anyway, let's start the scene.
So, hi, I'm the producer, Destiny. Can you tell us a little bit about your tattoos?
Oh sure. I can't believe this hasn't come up before. In prison, I have sex with women. So, see this one right here?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I plan on still doing it. And I'm not going to tell my husband about it. Or Scott.
Okay.
Is that okay? That's fine,
you mean
right?
His name's Sean.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. I forget. So their names are like here, this one right here, see the Felicia across my chest? Yeah, I really loved her. She was great.
We had a good time. My name's Felicia and, she was, much more of a cuddler than I thought, but oh man, those thick index fingers. I still miss them.
This over here, this one's Tootie. Tootie.
Bitch, she's fat because I made her a pie. She would lick that puss and I would give her some pecan pie. It was good, creamy, and dreamy. Because I once heard, if you can cream it, you can dream it.
And this one over here, this is Sharon. This is Sharon. She was something. She was crazy. I got to remember her.
We scissored scissored like people. I mean, just going. Prison guard came over and had to light my cigarette when I was done because I couldn't move my arms. I was weak. Sprayed everywhere like a sprinkler.
And scene. Y'all. That was well done.
I didn't know where that was going to go.
I did not know either. I still can't believe. For some reason, the weirdest thing that I found the funniest was I made her a pecan pie. I don't know why. That was what I liked the most.
Y'all, out of all that. She's got huge tattoos all over.
Like,
there's one on her foot.
Like, Sean's not even asked who these women's names are.
Well, they're kind of hard to see on her chest. Like, it's hard to see. But my favorite is when she said...
That would be my first question.
Well, she said something like, so I have Olivia real big on my chest. I really thought she was the love of my life.
Yeah.
That didn't last too long.
Yeah.
Literally. Y'all, she is...
She's
insane.
Bipolar. I think you're dead on.
She's bipolar.
Because this is what bipolar people do.
She's addicted to the mania.
Yeah. That's why I'm
at. A lot of people that have bipolar struggle with addiction too. It's vice versa. It's hard.
But don't forget, you guys, my favorite thing too is she goes, and I plan on still doing it, having sex with women, and I'm not going to tell him. And I keep thinking of that Amy Poehler character, the girl with one leg, who's like, jealous? Saturday Night Live. That's what I keep thinking of her. I just farted. So what?
So what?
Yeah. Anyway, so she...
So they fuck.
They fuck. First of all, they make out, and he starts eating her face.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here, like, huddled to the couch.
I prefer the way they do it on 90 Day, where it's a little more... It's a little more
these people
innuendo
kissing, y'all. I don't like it. It makes me very nervous.
As Nico says from Darcy and Stacy, that's an innuendo.
A Nico, voice of reason.
I know.
So they had sex.
It's the next day. We find out this. They both said the sex was amazing.
And Sean strangely says the explosions were there. I don't know what
said,
you're used
it
to.
It went everywhere and all the explosions. Well, no. Her and Tammy.
Oh, the sprinklers.
Come.
Come. When I'm picturing that, I'm just imagining the woman's leg going around and her actually squirting. like a sprinkler.
That's what women do.
Not all women squirt.
But women can squirt.
Yes. I love it how you're explaining to me like it's King and I.
I learned. Squirty moi, pork moi, in la vagina. Squirty, squirt, squirty,
squirt. I just love it. You're like, oh, women do that. And it just immediately becomes Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Until I took my sex class in grad school. Someone showed a video.
Why were you looking at women squirting?
You talk about human sexuality because a lot of women don't even... I have a lot of female friends, actually. I think I say that because I have a lot of female friends that have never experienced that type of orgasm. And
right.
They don't even know. Come on,
it's
in the sissy squad.
I think there are some women who don't do it, and it's fine.
That's
because
fine.
Because the female orgasm is so complex.
It's so... Yes. So I think that's what... I'm bringing
not like
that up.
The men's, y'all. You just jizz out your penis.
And that's it.
And then you go, ooh, I feel bad now.
I'm tired.
Y'all, that's the male orgasm.
That's the male orgasm.
If we just took the mystery out of it, I'm going to come. I feel good for about 10 seconds, and then I don't want to be touched.
Fritos. I'm just
exactly.
saying, if you're a female and you've never either read or explored the female orgasmic experience, I encourage you to, because there
get
might be...
Get online, y'all. There's so much out there.
Hell, just ask people in our sissy squad. They'll educate you.
They'll go into detail.
And we love that. We're sex positive.
Sometimes I wish we weren't as much. Sometimes people will say things, and I'm like...
Someone just posted a picture of a vulva to educate me.
I'm glad. We needed that. The vulva is the whole thing.
I didn't know.
Vulva. So... She says it was the best sex she's ever had.
Yep.
Now, I mean, great. Now, she is manic.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of things are the best she's ever had.
Yeah.
The chocolate martini was the best she's ever had.
The best she ever had.
And she even says, I'm pretty impressed with what happened.
Yeah. She said it was so kind of creepy when you took a picture of me sleeping.
And you took a picture of me sucking my phone.
Okay. I'm going to just step in with a little bit of a professional opinion.
If you're sucking your thumb when you're sleeping, there's some trauma there.
If you're no. If you're sucking your thumb when you're sleeping and you're a 29-year-old adult.
Yeah.
If you're 9 years old, okay. Still
but yeah, she's
late.
An adult. She's an adult.
Y'all, that's not good.
But also, let's focus on him taking a picture of her as she's sleeping. I've woken up to that before. That's normal, right? When they do that? I'm just kidding. They never say the night.
Oh, I'm like, y'all, I was paused because I was like, oh my God, how's he even alive in here?
Y'all, if someone, when they have stayed the night, they're always like, let's go get breakfast. And I'm like, can I just sleep longer? And can you get out so I can have my space? Because you feel like if you slept with someone the first night, you don't sleep well. There's no sleeping going on. Like, you may cuddle and you're so tired. Then you go get Mexican food and you both feel like shit. And you the whole day is basically wasted.
There's some people I've slept well with.
I don't. Nope. I have to get used to sleeping with people.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't have sensory issues like I do.
No, as long as they don't want to cuddle. If they wanted to cuddle, I wouldn't sleep.
Well, that's what... I tend to attract these people.
Oh, I get guys that... I usually just have, like... Usually, people I don't even know their real name, and they just kind of roll over and go to sleep. And
mine want to, like...
say, love me.
Mine want to just, like, move in with me when I sleep with them for a night. It's almost like we're the opposites.
It's true. Shocker.
So then it gets like after school, especially after we've had this, and he thinks he has the moral high ground to say, we need to talk about your drinking. after crazy shit.
In which this is not a good sign, y'all, because she's like, look,
I'm a
party girl. If I want to have fun, I'm going to have fun.
I'm a party girl in a party world.
And she's
made
like,
of plastic.
She's like, don't control me. She's like, I want to go to Vegas. That's the last
place for her.
She needs to go. Y'all, that's the last place she needs to go. Y'all, because don't forget, if she fucks this up and doesn't show up, Sean has to pay $50,000, yeah. And he's already paid $50,000.
Right. I like it when he's... No, it's only $5,000 to get her out. The bond.
No.
Oh, he sent her $50,000.
He paid $5,000. If she doesn't show up to her bond hearing, then he has to pay $50,000.
I thought you said he's already paid $50,000.
I think he has, because he said, if I have to pay this, I've spent $100,000.
Oh, I didn't get that.
He
but
said
that's,
so I think he's
okay.
already paid $50,000.
Okay. Maybe you're right. He's like, I just don't want you to make up your court date. And she's like, nobody's going to get in my way. And all of a sudden, she's like Neely O'Hara from, like, Valley of the Dolls.
And she's like, don't.
I'm Neely O'Hara.
I've never seen that movie.
How can you not have seen a gay classic?
I haven't seen it.
Patty Duke is Neely O'Hara. And you love Neely O'Hara.
And I love Patty Duke. I just never got around to
seeing watching chat. Not this week. The following. We're watching The Valley of the Dolls.
Okay. I'm excited. I'll watch it with you.
Oh. Y'all, it's such a great movie.
I might let you chat.
I'm so gay.
You
I
are.
Just Sharon Tate before she was murdered.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
So anyway, that's the show.
That's the show. I just want to say, Destiny said, I'm a party girl. I want to go to Vegas. And then she's like, and I want to get married and have a family.
I'm telling y'all, she's the hot. She is my star of this show.
We still haven't
met. She is my star.
The hot guy and the crazy girl with pink hair.
Yeah, we haven't met them yet.
We haven't met them yet. But y'all, that's the show.
That's the show.
Welcome to Lalu Land with us.
And usually I don't mention at the very end someone who died by the Mansons.
Usually
I don't end the show with saying, and that's Sharon Tate.
But it could happen.
It could happen. I could make an El Coyote reference every
time.
So
if you enjoyed this, we should say.
I live right next to where she ate her last meal. El Coyote.
You do. We're just like.
This is creepy. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know why you're going into this.
But if you like true crime.
It is interesting if you live in LA, because if you talk to people that are in their 50s or 60s, everyone has a Sharon Tate Manson story, because it affected a lot of people.
Yeah.
So it is interesting.
And LA is a weird crime place, because there's so much true crime that kind of went down in famous spots. You can take crime
tours.
Well,
people don't think about it. Golly, somebody
that was
just
scary.
Out. People don't think about LA as a mafia city, but it really was.
Mafia, kind of, but more when people were famous, people were murdered. Or like when River Phoenix passed out in front of the Viper Room.
So, in, I know. Wow.
Y'all, we had fun on Lalu.
Wow. So, we have fun on this show. If you're normally interested in Lalu, this is on the Gatreon at the $8 tier.
The don't pull over tier.
So, yeah. And again, y'all, it's two separate feeds. I don't know. We're going to set up like a little bit of some information for everybody on Patreon for tech-averse people to help you out.
Tech-averse. Yeah, I don't do well
we don't
with it either.
Either.
But I will tell you guys, when you're trying to do something with tech, take it slowly and absorb everything.
I just turn it off and turn it back on and hope it works.
I figured out Discord a little bit.
You did. I'm proud for you. I praised you. Praise you like I should.
And we had some sissies who did figure it out. They were kind of averse at the beginning. And they were coming in there a little late, but it's fine.
No, it's fine. So you can come in there. You guys, we've got a full... I'm jazzed. I'm really excited. We've got a
I'm
full week.
I'm tired already.
We're going to take a break, and then we're actually going to jump into Darcy and Stacy. So that's going to come up this week. So that's going
to... It's a lot this week. Happy anniversary
week.
To us.
It's going
to
be happy anniversary, you guys. And we'll see you around the poodle. What's our sign-off for this?
We'll lalu you later.
We'll work on it. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Lock me up, throw away the key. Ooh, ooh. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. Ooh, ooh. I'm just a prisoner of love.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.